We back in the hip hop room with your boy Mickey Bundles. You already know, East New York in the building, Brooklyn, PH, what up? You already know, go check me on YouTube, subscribe to that channel, Mickey Bundles, Instagram, Mickey Bundles, Facebook, Mickey Bundles, all over the place. Y'all subscribe to that YouTube channel. We come to y'all with the visual too for the hip hop room. I mean, today's show is sponsored by, we ain't got no sponsors, but we sipping on that Ciroc. Y'all already know what we do, sipping on that rock. We sipping on that rock, you know what I mean? But we back in the hip-hop room, y'all. Been a lot going on in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I'm here with my boy Avon, chopping it up. We got a few guests on their way coming, as if they get here. But you know they don't stop the show, you know what I'm saying? I got a question for you. We was talking about this before, you know. How you feel about them Griselda boys?
I like them. I like them.
They call the Benny album a classic, Tanner Talk 3. You think that's far-fetched?
You don't know what a classic is until you got to sit with it. How long have it been out? 3 months?
Since Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, 2 months, about to be three. I ain't sit with it long enough to say it's a five-mic classic. Like, I can't do that.
Right.
I can't say it's a classic like that yet.
Not
yet. I gotta sit with it a little longer, see if I still like it in 6 months.
I read a comment yesterday on, I was in a hip hop group on Facebook. Somebody said that they messed up by signing the Eminem because he's not gonna push them the right way they need to be pushed.
Well, it could be right. Eminem fucked up fucking Slaughterhouse.
That's true. But I think without Eminem signing them, how would anybody even know them, period?
Who needed them? That's not true. They was already doing shows without him.
Right, underground wise, but
going, what?
That look,
Mac Miller ain't never signed.
But that look on BET on the Hip Hop Awards, that was a big look. They wouldn't have got that without him.
It was cool, but did they need it? You think they needed it?
Yeah, they needed it. BET is a big platform.
I don't think they needed it. I don't think nobody needs BET.
Nobody needs BET.
Not in this hip hop era.
But the Hip Hop Awards is one of their biggest shows.
That's cool, but do you care? That's after the freestyles.
No. That's a fact. But I think signing to a major, you know, they signed to a major now.
What does that mean? Your biggest artist is independent.
That's a fact, but I guess they got that check. It's helping them.
All right. That helps.
And it's a joint deal, though.
Help them get out of Buffalo.
Help them get out of Buffalo.
That's cool, but who's the... M fucked up Slaughterhouse.
He moved them to Calabasas.
Okay.
He messed up Slaughterhouse. Why you say that?
Slaughterhouse is a super group.
Right.
You knew when their albums was coming out?
Nope.
You knew when they was doing shows, dates, anything?
Nope.
You know all four of them rappers can spit, though.
Right. I didn't even know they was dropping material. I never even...
They got two or three albums.
That's a fact. So you think they should have stayed independent?
Yeah.
Okay. So you think that... are they as nice as people's making them to be? Because right now, they got a lot of smoke on them. Like,
they nice, but... Let's see if they content grows.
You think they being anointed too fast?
Right now, they giving them too much, too fast. Like, all right, they nice, they doing it with an old school feeling, Alchemist right. on the beats and all that. That's great, but all right, let's see if they hit next year.
It seemed to be working for them.
It's working, yeah, because right now it seems like hip hop is going back into people wanting to hear people rap.
Right.
So it looks like it's going back into that phase again, but. Just give it some time. We don't know. Shit, we fast forward a couple years back, we'd have thought Cannabis would still been here.
Right.
He was nice.
That's true.
Disappeared.
So will you see them at in the next couple of years, that Griselda thing? You think that
I think Benny might still be around.
What about Conway and Westside?
I don't know about Conway and Westside. I think Benny's better than both of them. Even though Conway is the front man, I think Benny is better than him.
I think
Benny is going to do how, like, when TDE first dropped, how everybody thought it was going to be J-Rock.
Yeah.
And switch to Kendrick.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen.
So what about Westside? Because that's my favorite one out of them.
I think Westside is nice, but...
He's more like the front man, like the behind the scenes man. Like
he's
the
not
CEO.
Memorable.
He's not memorable?
I don't remember. Now,
I think Benny is kind of like...
All dope, but Benny, I think, is the guy. And they just don't know it yet. They think it's Conway, but I think it's going to be Benny.
You think it's going to be Benny? I like Westside Gunman. His projects that he put out so far, to me, set the bar for them. Like Supreme Blindtail and Hitler with Hermes. Mm-hmm. Those two dope projects that I play like every day on my playlist.
Their music is fire.
So, speaking of them, when you was talking about that underground, that old feel, how you feel about Dave East?
Told you. I ain't like Davey. Besides the joint project with Styles, his last two albums, mm-hmm. boring.
It's boring?
Last two albums.
Because he got to change his subject matter. But
the joint album with Styles was fire, but it's Styles.
Yeah, that album is hot.
But it's Styles, though, so it's like...
That album is hot. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Fine. The beats too, like the whole album.
Fine. Everything was fine.
Big up to Styles P, yo. He went in on that album.
Like Davies' last two solo projects?
I think Davies is caught between a rock and a hard place.
And I'm a big Davies fan, but it's just...
Everybody from his generation really is going another way.
But he's what generation is he?
30 and under.
Davies 31.
He be 31 this year.
Yeah.
But he's still from that generation, though. So it's like he caught in a rock and a hard place.
I'll be 31. We stuck in between.
Yeah.
Because, period, right? Because we caught the whole YouTube Soulja Boy wave.
Right.
But before that, all we was hammering was Wu-Tang, Nas,
right.
and all that. So we always stuck in that. So it's he's right where he's supposed to be as a New York rapper at 30 years old.
Right, but he still messes with the auto-tune. He still do songs with, like, Block Boy JB.
We just had this argument about the auto-tune.
Right, no, no. We're going to say that for another segment, too. But he still do songs with, like, Block Boy JB. He still do songs with, like a Uzi Vert, guys like that.
But if you think about it, from even the older dudes, you still had Hov with the Pimp C Bun B song. He's not changing his. He's doing the same method as every New York rapper.
He's trying to
That's stuck in that. That's 30 years old. I think the young shit starts at like probably 24 and under. It can't be 30 because 30 we was. I seen like I remember 99. I remember 98, 90. I remember.
That's a fact.
Like for them, it's like you know, if you was outside, if you was really in the hood, you.
So one question, and we gonna go on another one. What you think is holding him back from being that household name or being? When you turn around, his face is everywhere. His music is on the radio every day.
The spots is filled.
He signed a Def Jam though.
What that mean? He not bigger. He not gonna be bigger than Kendrick. He not gonna be bigger than Cole. Spots is filled. You only get two. You only get two Kings.
So he at where he need to be.
He right where he need to be. You only get two. You only get two at a time. You get Nas, Jay-Z. You get Biggie, Tupac.
So Kendrick and Cole is this generation that too?
That's it.
So how about the youngins? For the young, because they about 30 now, Kendrick and Cole. So what about under the 21 and under?
21 and under? Who would I say? 6ix9ine in jail.
That's a fact.
That was the biggest... Young dude, 6ix9ine in jail. XXXTentacion on dead.
Right.
That's a fact. So, big up to Davies. So, I guess he where he need to be. You know what I'm saying? So, another artist.
You know who Davies might be like? Davies might end up like how Kiss was.
Respected lyrically, but...
Underrated until he tell you he was top five all this time.
I like Jadakiss, but people be crucifying me when I tell everybody that... I don't think it's him as far as his material on his albums. He don't have that to put him where he should be.
Album's cool, but...
Right. He don't have that with
memorable... Name five lyrical artists better than him.
Yeah, but I can name five artists that got better albums and better songs than him.
Cool. I could argue that all day with Eminem, but he ain't in my top five.
Not me either.
But he got a classic album.
I can't name five artists better lyrically than
you. You can't name five artists.
America, have been. I ain't gonna see him in front and act like I could. But when it comes to Jadakiss, like Styles make better songs than him.
I think
that project he just put out with Davies,
Styles is top five too. Literally. Yeah. So you didn't really say much.
That's true. So I guess Davies, but as long as he carved out a niche for himself, but I guess
he's good. Davies got the super cosign. He got a Nas cosign. He signed to Def Jam.
Right,
he's gonna be around for a while.
So he be good. So one thing we was talking about, the auto-tune. When we talk about New York artists using the auto-tune, how you feel about that?
It's a New York thing.
Cause we put this on Facebook the other day, and him and one of my Facebook friends went at it for like an hour back and forth. It was like 300 comments. This dude even went to Google. Lungs went up. He even went to Google, was coming back You could tell he screenshotted it or he copied it, tested it,
put it straight on.
Everything he said, he went to Google to back it up. He brought up Roger Troutman, T-Pain, because I posted when a New York artist used autotune, it just don't feel right to me. It don't sit right. And he said that autotune comes from New York. And he brought up Teddy Riley.
Now, we know Teddy Riley didn't use autotune. He used vocoder or talkbox, right?
Right.
But Teddy Riley was an R&B hip-hop producer.
Right.
He put in Heavy D songs. It's been in New York hip-hop since 89.
That's a fact, but not as much as it was.
Not as
now,
much, but it's a New York thing. Teddy Riley's from Harlem. Well, so stop giving yourself the credit.
But it took a Florida dude like T-Pain to pop it.
He popped it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And Lil Wayne ran with it.
Kanye started it. Everybody started it. But it's a New York thing.
So why come it's not now where New York rappers like the boom bap era or the straight hard beats? Why come that's taboo now? Why that's looked at as
it's
nobody?
Not taboo.
Why nobody like they rock with that no more? Like
how you figure?
Because the New York artists is
just such said a Benny and Conway and them is popping.
But they from upstate. That's New York.
That's the only city niggas keep kicking Buffalo and Rochester and all of them out of New York because it ain't New York City.
But why it's like New York rappers are looking for identity?
New York City rappers?
Yeah, looking for identity.
We too multicultural. Everybody here. And most popping New York dudes done went to the South. Everybody getting a bag and going to Atlanta.
That's a fact.
And then the strip club is where music started being
popular.
Popular.
Right.
Your music started popping in the club.
But now it's not accepted. Like, if you hard in New York now, you get about 40 to 50% of people say they don't nobody want to hear that anymore.
That's not true. Davies pop. You just got to be nice. You just can't be half-ass nice.
But nobody's like, nobody want to hear that hard,
they
underground,
let,
rah,
they let,
New
they
York.
They let Joey Badass in. He ain't give you a good album.
Right.
Dave East is here. He aight. You aight. The whole Griselda. They doing their thing. Fucking nobody from New York that popped in the 2000s stopped rapping. They still dropping classic. You still get a classic. You still get a popping classic verse from Hov. You can still get whatever you want from Kiss and all of them. Styles P and Davies just dropped a compilation. Nothing stopped when it comes to classic hip hop.
But it really not. It's not ghost. But it's no ghost nowhere.
You
nationally,
stop, you stop hearing it on the radio. Nobody listens to the radio though. Nobody cares what's on the radio.
The radio is trash in New York.
Nobody cares. Who pop? Name one artist that popped off the radio. Off radio success.
None really. Cardi B.
Cardi B popped from Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah, but the radio just like...
The radio made you listen to the song more. Cardi B was going to pop with or without the radio. The radio... As a matter of fact, Bodak Yellow was popping before the radio started playing.
Yeah, that was YouTube sensation.
It was already a club song. It was already a YouTube sensation. Radio was 6 months late. Radio was always 6 months late.
And speaking of Cardi B, am I wrong? Because I feel like if you don't write your own music, you shouldn't be mentioned as an artist.
You wrong and right.
Because I be getting crucified, especially by the woman for that. Oh, you a hater. But I feel like I'm from the old, so if you don't write your shit, you shouldn't be mentioned.
MC Light wrote her shit.
I don't know that. Far as I know, she did.
MC Light ain't around.
Show me some proof of that. I never, whoa, in the hip-hop room. Hold up. He's going to the phone, everybody. My people's here. If anybody heard MC Light doesn't write her stuff, she might have some assistance, but I never heard that. To have a whole ghostwriter, like Cardi B,
no.
It's known in the industry. She has somebody that writes 99% of her material.
So, Lil Kim wrote?
Yeah, Kim wrote, but she had help and assistance from Biggie.
Whole reference tracks from Big.
Right, but Big said it.
Entire song.
Not everything. Big said some songs she wrote, some songs he
you
gave
could,
her help.
You could YouTube.
He gave it up with the write about.
You could YouTube him reference tracking.
Yeah, here and there, but he said it. Kim wrote some songs, Kim wrote her own.
All
right. But Cardi B has
it. Cardi not in there helping them. She get songs to that.
What's the word that she writes? Somebody writes 98% of her material is written by somebody else. All she has to do is go in there and practice how to flow with it.
All right.
So
you know how many... All right, then why all them other strippers ain't popping?
Who? Let's leave downstairs. We be back, y'all, in the hip-hop room. We got a visitor coming into the building, y'all. We be back. Stay tuned.
I'm about to give it to you right now, too.
Who that?
What she didn't write? Light as a rock.
We back in the hip-hop room with your boy Mickey Bundles. My boy Avon on a Saturday night, Midtown Phil. big things. When we was just talking about ghostwriters and hip hop, and he said MC Light didn't write on material. And I'm like, I never heard that. And he just came with proof. Now, can you tell the people what you just told me off the record? We went to commercial break.
Off the record, she had a writer on Light as a Rock. This is her first album. Light as a Rock, she had a writer on. I Crammed to You, Understand.
Crammed to Understand You. That's one of my favorites.
She had a writer on that. And she had a writer on Don't Cry Big Girls.
All right, well, that's a couple of songs, but not the whole album.
It's not, but...
Cardi B... It's rumors in the industry that she writes nothing, really.
All right, so why the other Instagram models and strippers that started rapping ain't popping that don't write none of their music? Why work for Cardi?
Because Cardi had personality, and she put it in the music.
And she say it doper than me.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
It's her.
That's a fact.
I can write for anybody right now.
That's a fact. So if you got it, you don't have it. That's like it's P. Diddy. Like, he wasn't no rapper, but his voice... I'm just saying, because she get credit because she got
ghostwriting. We're not going to call her the hottest MC in the game, but we could call her the hottest artist right now. We ain't going to say, oh, yo, she got the best pen.
So do you get a pass? Do you think you should get a pass for ghostwriters or not?
A pass, but she ain't going to never be in nobody's top five. You think Cardi B going to ever make somebody top five?
No. That's a fact.
So then she doing what she's supposed to do. After that, it is what it is.
But is that acceptable to you? Do you look at her different or you don't care?
I don't care. Because I know she was never, even if she wrote all that shit that she spit, she still wouldn't have made my top five.
Okay.
I'm still not down on her album.
Okay. So moving along, while we speaking of her, rightfully so, she's hotter than Nicki Minaj right now?
Yeah. Like, everybody hotter than Nicki Minaj right now. I'm hotter than Nicki Minaj right now. Nicki Minaj running around with a whole pedophile.
So she playing herself running around with that dude?
She running around with a pedophile. Her brother a pedophile. She looking like a pedophile. Right now. Looking nasty.
It's not a good look for Nicki Minaj right now?
She's not looking good. She's not looking good at all. She running around with a 50-year-old gang member. Nobody wants to. Like, Nicki losing. Then she talking gang shit. Mind you, 38. I want to hear you talking about Big MBZ. If you don't go sit your stupid ass down.
So you think it's slipping away from her?
Yeah, she's trying to catch a vibe. She's trying to grab the youth when she don't need it.
But she still have a fan base.
Everybody got their core fan base. She ain't gonna never lose her.
So you think it's just not her time right now?
She's just not on top. That's it. She's number two right now.
Number two. So it's
not even bad to be number two. She acting like it's a bad thing that she's number
two. So my listeners out there, is any other female artist that you like that people probably never heard of or not popular that we should look out for?
I like Cayenne.
Like Cayenne from Love & Hip Hop?
I like Cayenne. She can rap.
Yeah, she can rap. I've seen some of her videos.
I like Cayenne. Cayenne is dope.
What about Rhapsody? I keep hearing about her, but I never see her.
I like Rhapsody. Rhapsody dope, but Rhapsody remind me of Jean Grey.
But why she get no promotion? Like, I never seen her.
She don't want it.
She don't want
to. Personally, I think she don't want to.
I've seen none of her videos.
I don't think she care enough.
I don't see none, but I see people tweet her and talk about her, but I never see nothing from her.
She got a fire song with Jean Grey, actually.
So, any other females locally besides Cayenne that we need to look out for that should be able to come up?
Besides Cayenne? I don't know. You know, it's crazy. I don't even look for female hip hop rappers no more at this point. I like Cash Doll.
Yeah, me too. Big up Cash. Oh, my God.
Cash Doll.
What's up, Cash Doll?
I like Cash Doll. Cash Doll,
all right. What's up, Cash Doll? I like Cash Doll. Huh, got the new joint. She's sexy to me. She's bringing back that dark skin natural look.
I like Cash Doll. Cash Doll is all right.
I like Cash Doll.
Cash Doll, okay.
I fucks with her.
I hate City Girls.
City Girl? Moo Moo Fresh. You ever heard of her?
Nah.
Yeah, Moo Moo Fresh. Google her, y'all. She on the come up. City Girls, they were just going at it with Kaya to go on My Neck, My Back. Because they sample her song and then get permission.
Well, somebody canceled. They need to get Kaya the fuck up out of here.
City Girls, they got a song with Cardi B. They
Well, they QC, so of course they gonna have a song
with Cardi B. Yeah. So, but you know, why come it's always like it's always one or two women at a time in the music industry?
It's not, though. It's just one or two on
top. Why it seem like that?
Because I'm not checking for female hip hop, because most of the times they're not rapping about what I want to hear. I don't really care about what your man is doing for you. I don't have a man.
Right.
I'm good on it. It's not really.
Then I heard most.
The ones that are spitting, they're not really mainstream, so you don't really hear them like that.
But it's like it's always just one or two that we always hear about.
Actually, right now, it's the most
Thomas female.
Most rappers. The most female rappers right now. That's mad. You got the whole Dolls.
The Doll movement.
No, Doll.
How you movement. Feel about Dream Doll? Self, what up? Like, she got the look. I'll
like,
tell you that
I like
much.
The first song.
Talk to me nice.
Yeah, that talks to me nice. Shit was
yeah, that's catchy. She got the look, and I see she got her body done because I seen a picture yesterday. I'm like, she ain't never been that thick.
You never seen her when she was on Bad Girls Club?
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't.
She never been that thick.
When she dropped Kick Shorty, she was skinny.
Yeah, Dream Doll, like, but I don't think she like.
She got a body done.
She don't seem sustainable or believable as an artist.
I don't know, but there's a lot. You got Dream, you got Ola Doll, Dream Doll, Cuban Doll,
Cash Doll,
yeah, Savage Doll. It's a million dolls.
Savage Doll.
It's a million dolls.
So you think this is a good time for female MC rap right now?
Yeah, think about it. It's mad dolls. Like how was the Lil movement?
Right, the Lil movement.
So it's a million dolls.
Okay.
Then you got the ones that's really trying to spit. The Kanye's.
But it's going to be Kanye. Like, this might be a little hard for her because she's like.
She too tough.
Right, exactly. She like got to come show her feminine side. That's what we expect from women. There's nothing wrong with being tough because. Missy Elliott never took off no clothes or nothing, and she blew
but
up.
She wasn't tough. Missy was fun.
That was a fun era for her, right?
She was fun. Missy made the kids dance.
That's true. Since we talk about the woman, you don't got to go in depth. I want to ask you a question. If you had to pick one, Foxy Brown or Lil' Kim?
Kim.
Kim? Yeah. Better flow, better look, what?
Better flow. She had the better ghostwriter.
So they both had ghostwriters.
Yeah, Fox had.
I always gave Kim the benefit of the doubt.
She had the better ghost.
I always gave Kim the benefit of the doubt that she wrote her material. I know Big helped her, but when it comes to Kim, I couldn't believe it.
They got Big reference tracks on YouTube.
Okay.
You could go to YouTube and put in Biggie Little Kim reference tracks, okay. And they will come up with him rapping all the freaky shit Lil Kim would say. It sounds crazy too.
Okay.
You got Big talking about sucking dick. Like, he's rapping about it. Like, you could find them. They're on YouTube.
We gonna check that out later on tonight too. So bottom line, Female rap is in a good place right now and better than it been?
Yeah, way better than it been.
Okay.
You ain't never had this many young. When Nicki was popping, who she was fighting with? Marie was in jail.
That's a fact.
She was arguing with Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim hadn't dropped the album in 10 years when Nicki was beefing with Lil' Kim.
That's true. Man, I forgot about Remy. What's up with her?
Like, Remy just had a baby. She probably back.
And before that, I was loving hip hop. Like,
now she had the Grammy nod.
The plot, the on the way up. That plot, that Diplomo album was trash. I don't like to call say trash. Excuse me, we're not going to use that word on my show. But the album was weak. Come on, Fat Joe. Fat Joe, what up? The album was weak.
Fat Joe.
The album was weak.
It wasn't good. It wasn't a good album.
They shouldn't even name it. What does Plata Diplomo means anyway? Sound like I got my diploma too late.
I think it means something. I think it had a good meaning.
It's a Spanish meaning. Something like you go buy, you go get some chicken and Ross Capoyo or something.
I think it really had a good
but
meaning.
But what up, Remy? What up, Pat?
Nah, but Remy.
So moving along, while we on the case of Remy, we want to talk about her husband. So I'm a Pat Poose fan. And one time off the record, we had a whole debate. And they said, Pat Poose is not. See, he just don't have it. He can spit, but he don't have it.
Trash.
What's your opinion on it?
Well, not trash.
We're not going to use the word trash. We're going to find another word.
Pat Poose is.
I want to hear this. What's your reason why? Because I like Pat Poose. What's your reason why you're not a fan of Pat Poose?
Give me your favorite Pat Poose line.
He got a lot.
Give me it. You got a lot. Tell me it. Tell me your favorite Pat Poose line. Give me four bars for Pat Poose that was like, oh, shit. That's my shit right there every time I hear it.
Pat, my God, but
give
I'm stuck.
Give me your favorite Ray Paul line.
I'm stuck. It. I'll give you a million.
Exactly. Cut it out. You like Pat Poose for the same reason why everybody else liked him at first. He did alphabetical slaughter.
That was my joint. Law Library.
He came with the Law Library.
He did the Touch and Remix with Busta Rhymes.
And then. He gave you nothing.
He got a joint.
He gave you a whole bunch of songs off beat.
He did the Black Moon joint off. I got you open over.
All
that was hot.
Then it took him 10 years to drop Not Serene with Dreams.
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't nothing. It was.
So you think
why?
So you think the reason why where his career is at is rightfully so?
Yeah. What?
So he's just a dope lyricist, but that can't make a hot song. That's the rap on him.
He's a black Eminem.
He's a black Eminem.
He said he rapped like he write mad books. Yo, I know he was reading books.
But nobody's checking for a Papoose album.
No, nobody cares.
Actually, his album came out yesterday.
What's the name of it?
Whoa. Damn. Let's go to the video.
What's the name of it?
Let's go to the videotape. It came out yesterday, actually. Stand a Man, what up? Because he produced one of his songs on there.
Yeah, listen, nobody's Papoose.
Quiet. I think Pap is underrated, man.
He's not underrated. He's rated exactly where he need to be at.
He's a spitter, man. He's a New York spitter.
Cool. What that mean? He is a spitter. He can't rap on beat. How you from New York and ain't got no rhythm?
Because he put too many. I used to be like
too
that.
Too many fucking in the words.
When I first started rapping again, I used to do the same thing. I used to put too. I was a nerd, so I used to put too many words together. And I think Pap, yeah.
And that takes away from.
Underrated is the name of his new album.
That's what takes you away from being super nice.
Yeah,
you don't know when to take a word out.
Right.
That's what separates him from a person that's nice.
When I get a chance, I'm going to check it out. Underrated, y'all. That's the new Papoose project. Check that out. I'm going to check that out when I get a chance. But I think Pap get a bad rap, man.
Nah, he don't get a bad rap. He get exactly... You gave me the songs that got Papoose that deal. And we had got 1.5.
Yeah, from Jive.
From Jive. The songs that got him that deal. Lil Library. Alphabetical
Matter Story. Of fact, my favorite Papoose song is the one with him, Jacquay, and Fat Joe. Back on my bullshit. That's
like
my
that
shit. Yeah, he killed that. My guy's not a Papoose fan, y'all.
Song is horrible.
That song is horrible?
Song is horrible.
Back on my bullshit is horrible?
Song is horrible. I never want to see a 40-year-old dancing like that downtown Brooklyn.
In front of Julius?
In front of Julius. I never want to see him
dancing. He's from Brooklyn.
What is he doing dancing? What was he doing?
Back on his
bullshit. He tried to get a dance. He was trying to start a dance.
Right.
He's 40.
He had his wife doing a dance too.
That's his wife. She love him. She did anything.
That back of
your wife better do your dance. If your wife ain't doing your dance,
that
leave your wife.
That song was tough, man.
No, was it? You just like Papoose.
I told you. I'm a Papoose fan.
The song wasn't tough.
I think he get a bad rap, man. I think that he should be a little
Give me more. The line. Give me the line that made you say, yeah, this is it.
It's so fast. It was
exactly. You don't know what he was saying.
Better than that. Better than that.
Slow down, Pat. Then he was off beat again.
Back on my bullshit.
That's it. You like that. You
Pap,
like
what? That's my guy, though. I'm not biased, though. I know Pap. That's my nigga, though.
Pap's not what it is.
I remember when Pap used to take turns to show.
I understand how you don't like, how you like Pap, but don't like Maino.
You know why I don't say I don't... Lyrically, as a rapper, I like Maino. I can listen to his music because he do make a song. I just think that Maino took that... I came home from jail. I got cut. I cut somebody. I'm tougher than you. And he ran with it.
What else was he gonna rap about?
He
went to jail as a teenager. Came home from 10 years.
I don't know.
What is he gonna talk about? He can't talk about being in the streets.
Yeah, but I'm just saying though. But that's been his whole mantra since he came out.
No, it's not. You ain't listening to Maino then.
I listen to man. I listen to
because his first album wasn't even. He ain't mentioned jail.
I never said he mentioned jail. I said his whole mantra is, I'm harder than you. I did 10 years in prison.
What's the problem with that?
And then he picked on Little C.
And he proved it.
He picked on Little C.
He picked on him. They from the style.
Right.
Little C's is a quote unquote gangster.
C's ain't no gangster.
Right. He was tough when they was chasing Jim Jones all through Rucker Park.
But who he had, D Rock and his goons.
It don't matter.
He had the real goons.
He was there though, right?
Maino, come on, man. We know Maino C's. Come on. He didn't want a problem with Maino. And if D-Rock and him was home, that wouldn't have went down like
this. This is all around the Little C's allegations of him might be in a rat.
Right.
So they did what they're supposed to do.
But
D-Rock went to jail for that case.
Right. And he kind of got fame off of picking on Little C's, taking his chain. That kind of helped Maino. That was the DVD days.
The fame really wasn't even for taking C's chain. It was for taking Young Bird.
Right, but that was the DVD days.
Yeah, it was, but he did what he was supposed to do.
All right, so let me ask you then. And Maino was all right. Personally, cool. You know what I mean? I got it against him. I'm just not his biggest fan as a rapper.
You don't think Maino better than Papoose, though?
Hell no.
Song-wise?
Maybe song-wise, but as rapping, lyrically? Hell no. Do you think Uncle Murda better than Papoose, lyrically-wise?
No, not lyrically, but song-wise, hell yeah.
So you said Pap came out
with a song. I see you with a high hater shirt. See, this is why I'm starting calling you wild on shit. You had a high hater shirt.
Listen, I said, I like
Maino. You know that song was fire.
I said, I like Maino. He make his music, I ain't gonna lie, I listen to everybody. I give everybody a chance. I like All of the Above. That was my joint right there.
His songs is better.
That High Hater was hot.
His songs
I get that to him. I don't think lyrically he could touch Pap. I just say I don't like his, the image, the match he came as. I'm this up north nigga.
Lyrically, Jay-Z's not better than Eminem.
I don't like Eminem.
Exactly.
So
song-wise, Jay-Z's way better than him in every category. Right. Lyrically, words, same words.
That's the same thing with Nas.
Nobody can fuck with Eminem. I think Eminem, lyrically, nobody probably can fuck with Eminem.
Hov can't fuck with Nas lyrically, but music and overall, hell yeah. Nas can't touch him.
So you don't want to...
How many songs, man? Besides them two songs we mentioned, what else songs he got that's classics or memorable? Name me five Maino songs. Like, come on.
I can name you a couple.
Like, come on.
I can give you King Kong. I can give you Harder Than Me. Harder Than Them.
Right.
Harder Than Them was fire.
Right.
Like a Brooklyn nigga is fire right now.
All
right. All of the above. That was about five, bro.
It's about five. You can't give me five Papoose songs.
I can't.
How do you just say?
Matter of fact, I'm giving you, what, 1 through 7 of the Lil Arbery?
Wow, Pap. You got to get your shit back, bro.
They Pap, give no Pap have a hot song since,
they give no crowd
since,
out.
Since so, he got his deal.
So overall, when you greater artist, you'll take Maino over Papoose?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking Maino over Papoose for a song and for my bottom line. You think Papoose is generating money musically?
Nah, I think reality TV probably saved him.
Now Maino on there with him. So
yeah. Like I said, that's the rapper's graveyard. Love and hip hop. That's the rapper's graveyard. All right, so when it comes to lyrically, you say overall, you take Maino over Papoose.
Overall, I'm taking Maino.
All right. So Pap, you gotta get your shit up, bro. All right. So now, we gonna move along. We gonna stick on the topic of Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Who's your most underrated Brooklyn MC?
Underrated Brooklyn MC?
Yep. That's been in the game. That's known. But you think he should be bigger than what he is?
Joey Badass.
Joey Badass? I forgot he even rap. Why you don't hear about this guy anymore?
He just dropped the album, I think, last year.
You don't see him? I see no video. I don't see him.
He's underrated.
He keeping a low profile.
Nah, it's because...
Now, I see him on freestyle on Sway in the morning. He went in. I'll give him that. All right. God bless the dead. Do you think Sean Price was underrated?
No.
No?
Everybody knew Sean Price was nice.
So why he just get his just due till he died? What it took for him to die for him to get talked about?
Content. How much was he producing music? Pushing it out.
He was going hard before he died.
Before he died. And that's when everybody started recognizing how nice Sean Price was. But before then, what was he doing?
You got a point. But I still think he underrated. So I think he's nicer than a lot of people.
Yeah. Joey Badass dropped the album last year, 1999.
Well, what's up with the promotion, fellas? Rest in peace to Sean Price, though. But I think Sean Price is underrated. OC is another underrated artist from Brooklyn.
I don't think Sean Price is underrated. I think everybody knew Sean Price was nice.
But nobody was really buying his music.
He wasn't putting it out.
He dropped Monk, but before the 5 years before he died, he was putting out a lot of music.
And that's when everybody started. Sean Price was getting the features. You started hearing more about Sean, but then he died. But before that, you wasn't hearing him. Who was he working with besides his court? That was the problem with that whole generation of hip-hop. Nobody worked outside their team.
That's a fact. That's a super
That's why
fact.
Once the team died, every artist on the team died.
That's a fact. That's a super fact. I got another Brooklyn artist to me. Might not be underrated, but I think he deserved more due, AZ.
AZ? Is he not underrated either?
I think so. When they mention, they don't mention AZ when you talk about, like, people listening to
Jimmy is material. How many albums AZ got?
About five.
He got five albums. He's been in the game over 20-some years.
You got a point. So you think is that they're not putting out enough product?
They're not putting enough product. What am I supposed to keep saying? You got the best coke in the game. You ain't sold coke in 10 years?
Got a point there. So y'all gotta keep dropping albums, y'all.
That's AZ, ain't got no... Like, AZ, if AZ and Nas, they neck and neck. Nas dropped two straight albums, AZ with The Firm. That was his...
And Nas kept dropping albums every other year.
Nas, every other year, staying relevant. AZ ain't doing... What AZ had? Fucking Damas?
Yeah, so AZ, so you got to put out more content. But AZ's up there on the list.
AZ nice. I think everybody know AZ nice.
So
I think
when we come back in the next segment, y'all, we going to come back. I'm going to ask him, what's his top 10 list of Brooklyn rappers? All right, we be back in the hip-hop room, y'all. We back in the hip-hop room on this Saturday with your boy Mickey Bundles. Like I said, y'all go to that YouTube page, man. Hit subscribe. Check out on the Anchor app, the Hip-Hop Room podcast. We on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. Just type in the Hip-Hop Room by Mickey Bundles. It'll pop up, man. Give it a listen, man. You know what I mean? We coming for 2019. We here with my boy Avon, my boy Jess Will in the building behind the camera. You know what I mean? Got our own media, man. But now in this segment, y'all, we talk about top 10 Brooklyn rappers of all time. You know what I mean? I'm going to ask Avon who's on his list. We're going to put the puzzle together, man, and we're going to see you top 10. I'm going to throw them out there, and you say if you're worthy of you to be on your list.
Are we doing dead?
Dead or alive. It could even be a group. Top 10 Brooklyn rappers. We gonna, I'm going to throw you a name, and you tell me if they deserve to be on your list.
We're going to start with number one.
We ain't got to be no order. We'll put the order later. We're going to put them out there. You tell me if they deserve. You can even bring a name. We're going to decide if they deserve to even to be on the list. Then we trim them down.
All right?
One, we're going to start with Busta Rhymes.
He deserves to be on it.
But why come he's never mentioned in none of these publications?
I have no idea.
And his record sales are crazy. His albums are platinum and better.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know why. I don't know. I don't understand that. I was just thinking that myself.
So Busta's a shoe-in for the list?
Busta's a shoe-in for the list.
Give me one reason why he should be. Why your opinion. Be? I already said his record sales are crazy.
Busta survived every era. Busta been around since the 80s.
Since the 80s, Busta been around?
Early 90s, right?
Okay.
He survived every era and gave you... And he was able to give you... Music that they thought New York rappers couldn't do.
That's a fact. And his flow is like, it's like everybody kind of took some of his flow to this day. Everybody kind of took something from his flow,
his
too.
His flow, yeah. Busta definitely.
So definitely Busta. We're going to throw another one out there. Big Daddy Kane. Is he on the list?
Hell yeah.
Big Daddy Kane's on the list. All right. Fabulous.
He on there.
Fabulous. So that's three out of, definitely top 10. Fabulous.
Top 10.
Okay,
so Fabulous is subject to change. Let me see how
Fab is subject to change.
I don't
know. All right, so
because he could. There's some dudes that could probably. Okay, I gotta go through it.
All right, well, Fabulous is hanging. Fabulous is on the fence. We'll say on the fence.
Yeah, he on the fence.
All right, so we definitely know Big and Hov is on the list.
Big and Hov is down.
So Big, Hov, Kane, Busta Rhymes definitely in.
Yeah. All right. Fab is a maybe. So
Fab is on the fence.
He on the fence.
What about AZ?
AZ in.
AZ's in? So that's five out of the ten. Sean Price.
Sean Price is in.
Sean Price is in?
Yeah.
Sean Price is in. Brooklyn rappers, y'all. We'll say, let's say somebody, I'm going to throw an old school name out there. Chubb Rock. He had his time in the 80s, early 90s.
I don't know.
All right. We'll say Chubb Rock is not on the fence, but he's looking at the gate. He's at the gate. He's looking at the gate. We're going to come back to Chubb Rock. He's Fabulous is on the fence. Chubb Rock is looking at the gate. Smith and Wesson.
They definitely are.
They definitely in the top 10? Well, give me a reason why they in the top 10.
Timeless Music.
Timeless Music? They got a classic album. We give it to them. The Shiners.
Timeless Music.
How about Buckshot? Because it's like hand in hand. If you say Smith and Wesson, how could you not like Buckshot?
Because I like Smith and Wesson better than I like Buckshot.
All right, because they're a tag team too. So they in or on the fence like Fabulous? Because how can Fabulous be
Smith
on the fence?
Smith Wesson is in.
Smith Wesson is in?
Is in.
How Buck you feel, Jessica? Smith Wesson is in?
Smith
Wesson is in. I don't think Buckshot
okay.
is in.
Okay.
You know, they just dropped the album.
So. Yeah. So yeah. Smith Wesson is in and yeah, Fabulous is on the fence. You know, some people will say you crazy for that, right?
Whatever.
But that's your opinion. I understand where you're coming from.
This is why Fab.
They got a classic album, Smith Wesson. What up, Jessica?
Fab got the dopest freestyles.
But he has no classic albums, no classic
not
too.
Have not one I say classic that, album.
I say that too about Jadakiss, and they say I'm crazy. All right, so we say Smith and Wesson is in. How about M.O.P.?
Hell yeah.
They in too?
Hell fucking yeah.
M.O.P. is in. So the slots is taking up real fast.
M.O.P. M.O.P. is why I argue with people when they say they don't like 6ix9ine.
M.O.P.?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But M.O.P. was doing the same thing, screaming, gangster. Violate you, disrespectful rap.
Yeah, but they also had songs that
they know. They rap better than him. I'm not saying 6ix9ine was lyrical like that.
Right,
they
okay.
rap way better than him. But he's from that.
Right, I understand. It's that energy.
Onyx, right. M.O.P.,
right.
DMX.
Yeah, that's that energy.
That, like, yeah. Everybody forget DMX is telling him to suck his dick a million times.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And nobody ever.
He told K-Solo suck his dick and he didn't do nothing. Big up to DMX. So, all right. So it's filling up fast. Fab is on the gate. So what about OC?
I can't do it. I like OC.
You can't do it? So is he on the fence or he's like Chubb Rock, he's looking at the gate?
He's looking at the gate.
He looking at the gate? Joey Badass.
I can't put him in
either. Troy Ave. Mano. Papoose.
No.
Wow, we still got some slots available. Let me go into the bag. Special Ed.
No.
No?
If I put Special Ed, I got to put OC in.
Okay. How about Rock from Helter Skelter, Sean Price's partner?
Yeah.
Rock?
Well, I was thinking
that. Rock? So would you put Helter Skelter as a group or them as both soloists?
I could put them soloists in as a group.
And so we'll say, we keep that one slot. We'll put Helter Skelter as one slot. So it's about three or four slots. About three slots left. Who we missing out there? Uncle Murder.
Tell.
No?
And I like, yo, fan, super fan. But
on the gate, looking in the fence, no, out. Not
I'm
even
just,
by,
I'm just a fan.
Not even in the park?
Uncle Murder don't have an album.
Right, that's true. All right. So, civilian booking artists, who we missing? Big up to my man. He honorable mention, half a mil. Rest in peace, man. What about Gangstar Guru? Because even though they from Texas, but he lived in New York most of his life.
They're from Texas.
But he's moved to New York. He's been he was in Doc.
If we do that, we gotta start throwing mad people in. He started in Brooklyn, but it'd be mad people we start like having arguments about like where they really from. Like where Rakim really from.
Right, right. That's
you
true.
You understand? Like
that's true.
He from LA?
Troy Ave.
Hell no. Hell fuck.
He got a nice project out though. I listen to him. More Money, More Problems is out.
Yeah, what he do? You can't tell me.
Right, I know. I got
you. Can't come.
So he not even in the park
either? And this is the thing. I'm not talking because people think I don't like Troy Ave because I think he a rat. No, that's not even it. My problem is you can't start your career based on the streets, pop off the streets, and tell me the fucking streets is a myth.
Right, I got you. So what about Memphis Bleak?
You know what's crazy? I'm going to put... You know, Bleak got a classic album, man.
Yeah. His first one.
He got a classic album and a really good album. His second album was good.
Yeah. All right.
I want to put him in there, but then it was like...
So put him on here on the fence.
He got it himself, I think.
Yeah, I feel like he fucking...
Put him on the fence.
Yeah.
So let me tell you another one. What about Little Kim? I think she... If any female, she could be on the list. Kim is groundbreaking. If I was a Brooklyn MC. Kim is groundbreaking.
Crazy. Kim is ground. Kim gotta be on.
Kim on the list?
Kim gotta be on.
What about Foxy Brown?
Nah.
Nah?
It's hard, but no. I wanna put on it because she is neck and neck with Kim's.
So she's on the gate, on the fence, or she's out
the
park?
Matter of fact, we could take. Nah, because we ain't got 10 yet.
We got about 8 now.
We got about 8. I can put Foxy in there.
You can put Foxy in there?
Put Foxy in there.
All right, so we got about 1 or 2 slots left. So everybody else we say is in is definitely in. So who are we missing? Brooklyn rappers. Wow. There's so many.
That's the
what thing. About Mos Def, Talib Kweli?
Talib. I don't know.
You take Talib over Mos Def?
I personally never.
Because he had more content. He put out more music.
I personally never liked Mos Def.
No?
Never.
He's, to me, he's nicer than Talib.
I never liked Mos Def.
No?
I couldn't get with the... I think it was his voice.
Yeah, too. And I think once Hollywood snatched Mos Def up, he kind of fell back.
I think it was the voice. I know he dope. Like, I just don't. I couldn't never.
What about
never,
Dead Prez?
I never got with Dead Prez either.
They had that hip hop. They had one hit. It was bigger than hip hop.
Really, I never really got with Dead Prez either. This goes back to our other argument too, where you could be like with Papoose. You could be a dope spitter. But if you don't got everything else, you can't be on them lists.
Right, right. So
it's mad dudes that's mad lyrical, probably the best poets in the world. They ain't the best rappers.
So Talib Kweli's on
I'm
the fence?
Talib. Nah, I'm taking him.
You put him on the list? Over the list. Fabulous?
Yeah, he's over Fab.
Over Fab?
Over Fab. Fab can't spit with Talib.
You serious?
You put Fab and Talib Kweli in the room right now. Tell them
there's
to
people who probably
shit.
Think you bugging by saying that.
Yeah, that's people that don't listen to all types of music. I listen to everything.
So it's one slot left, and I don't go to Fab, or it's more people out there that we that's not thinking of.
We
right
can give
now.
It to Fab right now because if you got to think too hard on it, they probably don't deserve to be there.
Well, I know it's a couple of names that we missing. Like right now, who's from Brooklyn up and coming That she even be mentioned.
That spit hard?
That just so. Period. Like, you think they got a future that they could be in the list?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Not from Brooklyn.
Did we cover all the bases of Brooklyn artists?
There's a couple of new Brooklyn artists I like, but I just don't know if they're going to be around.
All right, so, wait, who? Dos Effects.
Not my thing.
No? I'm talking about in a period from the inception of hip-hop.
Special, that's what I'm saying. You put Dos Effects, you're going to start going into the special way. Right.
Yeah, plus they only had one album, really. Like,
yeah, can't really...
Like, because, like, did Chubb Rock, right?
Yeah, Chubb, like, I can't...
They all had a little space and time, but they didn't have a sustained career.
Yeah, you gotta... That's why a top 10, that's why we always do 5. A 10?
Yeah,
a
10.
A 10 list is too hard for the simple fact that everybody after 5 is an argument.
Well, not really. Because you Sean Price and them, they did... But look, we do the 5 list.
If you do the
Kane,
5,
Jay,
if you do the 5, Kane, Jay, Big...
Busta Rhymes. Busta gotta Rhymes. Put Busta Rhymes in there. And
Kim.
Lil' Kim?
Yeah.
I say, all right. I want to put Fabulous in the list. I can live with Kim, but she had a big impact. And her discography is ill. She sold a shitload of records.
She altered the game. Changed the game. Nobody was doing it before. So she's top 5 Brooklyn rapper.
That's a fact.
Kim is top 5. All
right.
Stands down.
Then after that, then we could go with Sean Price. Everybody else.
And you know what's crazy is I could argue... Taking maybe Kane out
of top 5?
Nah. Maybe.
Nah.
Only reason why you're not going to take
Kane out. Because of the impact that Big Daddy Kane had.
Because he changed
right. The
way that everybody
and when you look at And when you look at Jay-Z and Biggie, they all sprang to Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, they all sprang to Big Daddy Kane, you right. But if you sit, if I had...
And Fabulous.
If I had Kane and Sean Price in the room, told me, give them their best verse. I feel like Sean Price is going
to
be
Sean P was my man. I had a personal relationship with him, but
I think he'll give me a better verse right there all the time. Not right here, right now. Nah. Pen and pad, both of y'all write a verse right now. Who's going to come out better? I think Sean Price will come out with a better verse.
I could compare errors of both of them spitting. Kane, since when he first started and when he had his run, he was a top-notch spitter. And to this day, nobody was really rhyming with the flow. But he kind of brought flow into hip-hop.
But that's what you got to think about. You got to think about where he took it from. Wasn't nobody else spitting, so...
Right.
Of course. And when it's only you, of course you would... It's only
that's
you.
That's a fact, but they kind of revolutionized Kane's spitting. Price is nice. Not going to take nothing from him. But to me, Kane is my top... I put him number 1 on the list.
I don't know.
I put him over Biggie and Jay. His impact was just as big. His first album or two sold just like this.
No, Big.
Right?
Big made
I'm not saying he nicer than Big. I'm saying, though.
Big had the gayest rap line of all time. He had the gayest rap line of all time. And he had the toughest niggas in the streets rapping and shit.
I know.
Then he had the most... Like, he had another gay line.
Big was sick. I ain't gonna lie.
So he had a couple gay lines, but besides sucking the daddy dick, he hit you with it. Don't you know my man got to fucking kidnap kids, fuck him in their ass, and throw them off of a bridge. We thought that was cool.
That's a fact.
Big made it okay. That was gay, Big. That was disgusting. Like, why your man Gutter was doing... First of all, who's Gutter? Get him the fuck out of here. Like, you got a booty bandit. Or you're on the squad.
So,
like, come
so,
on.
So, Biggie's number 1 on the list?
Biggie number 1.
Now we can start shuffling. Who's the number 2?
Number 2 now is the shuffle. Kane.
3 Jay-Z.
3 J.
Number 4?
4 Kim.
I say AZ.
4
Kim. Lyric-wise, I give it to AZ number 4. 4
Kim, impact.
Impact?
Impact.
Busta Rhymes had a big impact to Lil' Kim.
Not bigger than Lil' Kim.
Impact? No, because all these chicks was wanting to recreate that poster.
Lil' Kim made a cool suck dick.
All right. So 5. So I can't. We give Kim 4. So we give 5 to who? Busta Rhymes? You got to give 6 to AZ. He was on a classic album, one of the biggest albums in hip-hop, where was Nas' first album. He was in The Firm. His first album was multi-platinum.
That's the only song
he knows. That's it. Yeah, I can't give AZ.
That's
the only song. You know what's crazy? You know what's ill? If you take somebody that doesn't know music that much and talk about AZ, if you just show them AZ, they don't know. They don't know too much. They gonna think like he's a knockoff Nas.
Yeah, but I gotta put him up there though.
Cause no, you putting him up there because of your personal feelings. Ain't no personal. What his music did for you when you
no, was, I know that. No, doing. I know that. When it comes to spitting at that era and that time, still till then, it's not a lot of people who I could quote a lot of. Like he got a lot of classic verses.
He dope. So what's some nigga in the yard right now?
That's true.
He top five.
And 50 discipline, I ain't.
All right, so you put Busta, Rhymes over him, right?
Yeah, I'm putting Busta over him.
All right, so you put him six or Sean Price six?
Sean Price.
Put Sean Price six? So he's seven?
Who, AZ?
Yeah. Or you put, we have Smith and Wesson and Talib Kweli. That's nine. We still ain't find number 10. No, I give, he's from New Rochelle. I was heard, she says to Dot X, that he's from New Rochelle. He's not from Brooklyn. He live in Brooklyn now. Big up, Dottie, what up? He's from New Rochelle. So, Fabulous got to get that 10 spot because that slot is open. You can't keep Fabulous on the fence.
How did I give it to
Fabulous? All right, so hold on.
Yo, Fabulous is a classic album.
So, six with Sean Price. Six with Sway. So,
I want to take him out of a lot of shit.
You know what I mean? Six with Sean Price. Seven was what? Talib or Smith and Wesson?
Smith and Wesson.
Seven? Eight is Talib Kweli?
Talib Kweli.
So who he had? Two slots left.
Nine was Foxy.
Foxy and 10?
10 was Fab.
Fab?
I think we got
Yeah, I hear this, and I respect him to be a Fab fan.
I think
so,
we gotta put Fab.
So that's our list complete?
Listen, I'm a Fab fan.
Right. No, I know he don't have a classic album.
I know I love Fab music. But all his shit is mixtape. My favorite Fab song is on the mixtape.
That's true. So that's your 10 there. So who be
my favorite Fab song is not on a beat that he could make money off of.
So who's your honorable mention? I say honorable mention gotta be OC. Special Ed.
I'm not putting Special Ed.
You not putting Special Ed?
No.
Yeah, he Special Ed. I Got It Made is a classic song.
Cool.
Yo.
You can't get got a classic song.
All right. Rock, honorable mention. Buckshot, honorable mention.
M.O.P.
honorable mention. How about your boy Mano?
No.
Uncle Murda, no honorable mention.
No.
Pat Poops, I know that's a definitely no, right?
Troy have a dub.
Troy have a dub. What about 6ix9ine?
6ix9ine a dub. Now, 6ix9ine is...
This
is
impact, though.
You know what 6ix9ine was for me, though? 6ix9ine was like watching the little dirty kid in your neighborhood.
And come up and he's like, fuck everybody.
Just be like, yo, always fuck everybody that was calling me dirty. Like, he was like the perfect success story of the weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, that's somebody, what we, I was just happy. Like, look at him.
Mos Def honorable mention?
Yeah, I guess.
You not a Mos Def fan?
I know he's nice, man. I hate his voice.
Mos Def was...
I just hate his voice. I don't know what... I hate his voice.
There's somebody out there that I feel like we missing. MC Light. She got to be honorable mention. Light out of impact.
Oh, that got to take Foxy out and put MC Light in there.
Nah, I keep Foxy over MC Light.
Nah.
Foxy just had bigger projects. She had a bigger look. She had a bigger look.
She didn't have a bigger look.
She did.
Not bigger than MC Light.
She had a bigger look than MC Light. She was more like, that she was.
It was more cameras.
Right, she had a bigger look at the time.
It wasn't that she had a bigger look, it just was more cameras.
So you take MC Light, so you take Foxy out of the top 10 and put MC Light?
Yeah, because think of whose face is more recognizable right now.
MC Light.
There you have it.
That's a fact. So you take Foxy out of the list and put MC Light. So I would put MC Light at 10 and make Fabulous 9.
Hell no.
Yo, he's not
going. Yo, Fab Bailey's making his list. I'm telling
Fabulous
you,
Fabulous still spinning to this day at 40 years old.
I would think more on this. Fab really might not make my list if I think harder on this. God, and I like my favorite song from Fab. He can't make money off of.
All right, so you saying you put MC Light at 9 and keep Fab at 10?
Yeah, Fab is always on his way out of this.
I put Fab at least 7.
All right. You know what's crazy?
I know he make the list. I put him on
at
seven.
One point, before I went back and listened to a whole bunch of music, Fab was in my top 5. And then I realized.
Yeah, because you said Talib Kweli. That caught me off guard. And I like Talib. You caught me off guard.
I realized, like, yo, now these people was rapping better than him.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's mad people rapping better than him. And they.
Know somebody else I missed? Old Dirty Bastard.
I was about to say ODB, but.
He got to be at least honorable mention.
For what?
He's wow, it's impact. He got a classic album, his first album.
Impact.
His classic album. His Wu-Tang standard.
You know where ODB is? ODB is the Tony Ayo of Wu-Tang.
Oh, shit. You know what? I'm not going to be smart because I'm biased. That's my boy.
Listen, nah.
That's like my, you know what I'm saying?
Respect to the dead, right?
No, that's my boy, so.
This is the thing, all right? Not saying he was corny, what it was Wu-Tang was so hot, right? That everybody that came out in their run.
Right.
Was hot. Like when 50 was so hot.
Right, right, right.
He made, that's how he made you think that Ye-Yo album was fire.
Right. I get you.
That's what it is. It's like, yo, you sit back and go back and listen to ODB's album.
This first album is one of my favorites all time.
Yeah, because you know why? You're going to sit back and think about what you was doing when it came out.
I just think that's
what he was saying.
Brother, sister, baby, tell me why, tell me so. Ask you to go high, you tell me to go low, then I go low.
That nigga rhyme.
Taste the shit.
He rhyme.
Taste it again, I like it. I'm the original.
He rhyme low with low.
But you know what he was? ODB was a god body that used to rhyme beating on the wall in the lobby in the projects.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
He wasn't right. Top.
I got to be honorable mention if he ain't top.
He could be
three.
Honorable mention because he's ODB.
All right. So,
nigga, I'm not going.
So there we have it then. We got Biggie, Kane, Jay-Z, Little Kim, Busta Rhymes, AZ, Sean Price, Foxy, Talib Kweli, and Smith & Wesson. Yeah. That's our top 10. Well, that's what we agreed on. With a few honorable mentions.
Yo, I'm ready to take Fab out. Yo.
We gonna see, yo. How y'all feel out there in the hip-hop room? Y'all comment, like, share. Y'all, when y'all listen, y'all can comment. Inbox me on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. How y'all feel about y'all top 10 Brooklyn artists out there? We be back, y'all. When we come back, we want to ask him, why come he feel Fabulous is still on the fence? Because he's not sold on it. And when we come back, we want to hear his top 5 Queens MCs. We be back in the hip-hop room, y'all. She go on the rip, you missed come. Like, do you ain't no college PhD professor. I said, you know. We back in the hip-hop room. My dude, Bronx Inc., just walked in the building. What's good, my dude?
Yes, sir, baby. I'm here.
Let's go.
I'm here while everybody else flakes.
Let's go. We was talking about top 10 Brooklyn rappers all time. My man said, Fabulous is on the fence. Before we move on, we want to know, let them know why you feel Fabulous on the fence on your top 10 list.
Because Fab don't got a classic album. Fab got classic songs, classic freestyles and all that. But my favorite Fabulous song, he probably doesn't make a dime off of it.
Yeah. What song is that?
Computer Love. Computer. He remade Computer Love.
Okay, yeah, that's a fact. But
I can't say he's a top 5 Brooklyn rapper. He doesn't have a top 5 classic album.
Okay, we welcome in the hip-hop room, my dude, Bronx Inc. How you feel as Fabulous as being the top 10 rapper on the Brooklyn list? You feel he deserved to be on the list?
Most definitely.
He most definitely. Definitely. Give us a reason why you feel Fab deserved to be on the list.
I mean, he's a living legend, dog.
But who you take him? Who take out? You taking out Sean Price?
He didn't make the list. We had Sean Price top 10. He said Talib Kweli. He had Busta Rhymes, Big. Yeah. Big Daddy Kane. Yeah. Jay-Z. He said Foxy and Kim got to be on the impact. Do you take one of them out to add Fab? I said Talib go out and make Fabulous.
You could do that and keep Sean Price in there.
No, Sean Price was number 6. And Smith & Wesson was number 7. Okay, they made the list.
Okay.
So you take out Talib Kweli?
For sure.
For sure?
I can't take on Talib for Fab.
All right, so we have another person. Where does Old Dirty Bastard rate for you on the list?
I mean, I guess a 6.
Six, so he, oh, Dirty Bastard makes it for you?
I could say that.
You could say that?
Yeah. You taking out Foxy?
You take out Foxy?
Yeah, get Foxy out of here.
That's what's up.
No disrespect.
She didn't make my list either.
You know what I'm saying?
I take Kim, though. He put Kim number 4.
You know what I'm saying?
For her impact.
Impact? No, listen.
It's like after Il Nana, it was a rap. Like, you know,
Kim made it cool for them to be out here giving hey.
That's 5. Kim deserved to make the list, but you made
Kim
number 4.
Kim is top 5 Brooklyn.
So he said he's not a big fan of AZ. I put AZ in the list. How you feel about AZ?
I fuck with AZ.
You AZ, fuck with AZ?
He top 10.
Definitely.
He make the top 10?
He's kind of...
He's on the fence. We got 2 lists. We got on the fence, watching the fence, or out the park. If he ain't on the list, which one is he? He's on the fence?
He's not out the park.
He's on the fence?
He's definitely.
He's on the fence?
I put AZ on the fence.
Busta Rhymes made our list. How you feel about Busta top 10?
Busta
top 10 for sure?
Definitely.
Do you... I said Big Daddy Kane before Big and Jay. Am I wrong? How you feel?
For sure. No, I agree with
that. I said Kane number 1.
No, I agree with that.
You agree number 1? Big number 2?
Okay.
And Jay-Z number 3.
I got Big, Kane, Jay-Z.
Big, Kane, and Jay-Z. You can't go wrong flip-flopping. How you feel about Smith and Wesson on the list?
I mean, that's family. So that's already, that's PNC, baby.
No doubt. I don't know, you had a personal relationship like I did with Price. We had him at number 6. Is that correct?
I would have him at number 1, but he's on the top. Definitely.
So I got all you Price a little higher.
A little higher, but who would you take out? Over Little Kim? You had Kim at 4.
I could put her over Kim. You know what's crazy? Only reason I don't want to put Price over Hov is because of the impact to the culture.
Yeah, yeah. And plus Hov check all the boxes.
Yeah, he checked all the boxes. But if I had to put Price in a room with any of them.
Price and Hov in the same room rapping wise.
He's gonna rap better than Jay-Z.
Rest in peace, Sean Price. That's what's up. That's my guy. So I ain't gonna disagree with you. But it'll be good to see. It would be good to see. If he was alive, it would be good. And you know Sean Price, he'll tell you, I'm better than everybody. I mean, so he's confidence-wise, yeah.
Sean Carter was nice, but Sean Price is the best.
Right. So how you feel about M.O.P.? We have him on the fence.
Okay. Fame, I fuck with Fame.
Would you take them over Smith and Wesson?
Nah,
you think Smith has a bigger impact than them?
They ain't have a bigger...
Wesson comes up with that Annie Up, I don't know, but...
That's a big record.
Everybody can keep arguing on Annie Up, but take any other song you compare.
Firing Squad, Downtown Swinger, Cold as Ice, The Rockefeller Signing, the remixes to You Don't Know.
They nice.
Oh.
They did a lot of screaming. did a lot of screaming. All right.
So you personally, since my man Brown C just stepped in the building, y'all, in the hip-hop room. We in Midtown Manhattan doing what we do on a Saturday night. Ciroc in the building, trying to get Amsterdam to sponsor us. So all the people we just mentioned, who's somebody we haven't mentioned that you feel that should be mentioned when it comes to Brooklyn rappers?
Oh, damn, you said Brooklyn, because I was just...
We're going to go into other boroughs, but right now we was on Brooklyn. Matter of fact, being that you from the Bronx, we're going to switch it over. But the Bronx, it's like 5 MCs in the Bronx. We gonna name it. We're gonna run them down. We switch it to the Bronx, y'all. We know we got Pun. Uh-huh. We got Karis One. Okay. Which he was originally from Brooklyn. Uh-huh. He was born in Brooklyn. We got who else?
The Bronx. Man.
Big L from Harlem. Damn. Fat Joe. You gotta say Fat Joe.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Digging in the Crates crew. We got Law Finesse. You gotta say Law Finesse. Uh-huh. Showbiz AG. Remy. Lord Tariq, Peter Guns. Like, what's up with the Bronx, man? Talk to me, man.
I'm going to say off the top, My Son.
My Son?
You know what I'm saying? He got this new joint out for the culture.
Right.
Crazy, hasn't came out yet, but My Son is definitely...
He called me left field with that one. My Son.
My Son. Don't forget My Son, baby. I think BX.
My Son could. Definitely.
He's making a lot of noise.
He could spit. He take a lot of heat lately because they call him the flip-flop man. They say... So I just saw an interview where somebody said, you can't be brother, some name, but you know, like Asiatic, like a Muslim name, and then you can't turn around and be the biggest gangster. Sharif. He said, you can't be Sharif, then turn around and be a gangster.
That's bullshit, though.
You know what I'm saying? But all right, My Son. So who would you say in the Bronx is number one? Pun? I say Karis One.
In the Bronx.
I got to put Karis One number one. He was the first to really do it, spitting wise, kicking knowledge, kicking flows. I give it to Karis One, then maybe Pun, then maybe Law Finesse. But see, the Bronx created hip hop, but we done said 50 rappers from Brooklyn. I can't even think 10 from the Bronx.
No.
Bronx is small.
That's a fact.
It's almost 3 million people in them.
May I ask you another question? Being that we can't go, if Big Pun was alive, where you think he'd be at right now in the game?
It's a tough question, because, you know.
You think he'd be where Fat Joe is at? Because Fat Joe's still relevant.
He'd be bigger than Joe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but with all this new stuff coming out right now, I don't know. Everybody's leaning in more to the fake shit than, you know.
I don't know, I think Pun would have been alright.
You know what I'm saying?
Think Pun still be putting out music? You think he still be popping? Like, still be respected as an MC?
I think Pun would
have been alright. I mean, now that you're talking about Pun, you got to mention his son, because his son is just...
That's what I'm saying.
Chris Rivers,
big
up.
Storm.
Yeah, big up to Chris Rivers. And what about Chris Peter Gunn's son? What happened to Corey Gunn?
Corey?
Yeah.
Corey, nice. So, I heard a couple bad stories.
All right, so, being that the Bronx ain't that big, who's your top three in the Bronx?
I mean, I got to... Oh, damn, you still in the Bronx.
Yeah, we gonna go by boroughs.
I gotta say, KRS, Fat Joe, and My song.
My song? No, we respect everybody's opinion. You know what my song?
You know why?
What about Fred the Godson?
One of 50 hardest lines was my song.
Yeah. Back then.
So back then, like, one of, like, and it's crazy, niggas. People don't even know who my song was. He was in jail.
Yeah. You not a Fred the Godson fan?
Yeah, I like some of his tracks.
But he not on the list? You don't put him on the list? So we gonna say what? Karis won, Fat Joe Pun, My Song, who? Lil Finesse? Lil Finesse was the man from about 89 to 92, 93.
I put Lil Finesse.
Lil Finesse was the man back then. So he's one of the first ones for the Bronx to really make a name for himself. I gotta put Lil Finesse on that list. All right, we moving along.
Go to Jersey real quick.
We'll go to Jersey?
Yeah.
We already know Jersey. We got Redman.
Okay.
We got Tretch.
Okay.
We got Queen Latifah.
Okay.
Who I'm missing?
You're missing somebody.
From Jersey?
Yeah.
Is he from Newark? Jersey.
Pimpstead.
Him,
yeah, Pimpstead's finest.
Who's that?
We gotta give it to Rock Marciano, baby.
Oh, but that's Long Island.
No, but he's Pimpstead.
Oh, Pimpstead?
Yeah. Rock Marcy, baby. Moss.
Yeah, we got Redman. I think I put Redman number one. You talk about Jersey.
Yeah, we can put Joe Buns.
If it wasn't for Pump It Up, we wouldn't know who Joe Button was.
That's bullshit.
Then we wouldn't know who Joe Button was before Pump It Up.
Well, that was his first single.
Right. I mean, you put him on the list, but he ain't on top. You can't put him over Naughty by Nature. You can't put him over Redman. You can't put him over Queen Latifah.
You think Trench raps better than Joe Button?
All day, every day.
Nah.
All day, every day.
Nah.
All day, every day.
He had a better career.
Yeah.
He don't rap better than Joe Button.
I'm not a big Joe Button fan, never was.
I don't think he was listening.
Yeah, me neither. There's like certain songs that
I don't think so.
I think he raps. He might be the only person that probably rap better than Bun is probably on that list is probably Redman.
Yeah, Redman number one on the list. You gotta put Queen Latifah.
I think Bun.
Jersey ain't even big. We gonna move along. Big up to Jersey. What up, Redman? What up? We gonna go to Queens. When it comes to Queens, one person was mentioned. But I do a lot of interviews. I sit on a lot of panels. Why come nobody give LL Cool J his props? LL Cool J is never mentioned in nobody's list when he checked all the boxes also?
I guess because, you know, he was taking all the girls, man. He was taking everybody's girl.
That's a point. But why he's not mentioned on nobody's list?
Baby.
And LL sold a shitload of records. He was a sex symbol. He went into Hollywood. He was a big rapper at his time. He's in the 80s, he's one of the biggest rappers. He's one of the most popular rappers. Why come nobody never mentioned LL on their list?
I don't know.
That's right. That's a question to be made. You say because he take people them? Girls? But LL made a big impact. He sold a lot of records. He was huge. He was first one to really cross over.
He sold a lot of records, but I can't say, like, yo, want to hear some fire music? Listen to this LL Cool J album.
Got a point.
I can say listen to this LL Cool J song.
You got a point.
I can give you mad fire songs. I can't say want to hear an album from track 1 to track 15. This LL Cool J joint right here. All
right. So let me ask you another one.
I don't think he has that.
I know y'all going to say I'm crazy, but when I go to Queens artists, I always put Ja Rule on the list. Am I wrong for that? Because you always talk about impact is big.
I think you put Ja Rule on the list for his run.
Right? And his impact, am I correct?
Yeah.
And he has some dope songs.
He has some fire songs. Yeah.
To me, I like Jazz, an artist better than 50 Cent, and everybody tell me I'm crazy. But I really do.
Tripping.
I really do.
I think
besides Get Rich or Die Trying, after that, I lost interest in 50 Cent.
Massacre was fire.
It was aight.
Massacre was fire.
It was aight. And after that, it was over.
No, it wasn't, because he did the Kanye West thing on the third album.
Curtis album.
Curtis was fire. He did it. Nah, you out.
Animal.
Then you gotta think about it too. He wrote Yale's album, made you think Yale was hot.
That's a fact.
He gave you a classic album and he ain't even rap on it.
So when it comes to Queens, we got Nas. Am I correct? Number one.
Nas number one.
Mobb Deep. Kool G Rap.
Mobb Deep, Kool G, yeah.
50 Cent.
No. I don't think I
hit
him.
LL Cool J. Charcoal Quest. You can't deny Charcoal Quest.
Are they from Queens?
Yeah. Linden Boulevard.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one other artist that people don't really hear about, but I say when it comes to spitting-wise, Pharrell Monch. Pharrell Monch was nice.
Yeah,
He just wasn't a household name. But rapping wise, yeah.
Five Marshall's nice.
Run DMC. Got a bunch of Run DMC.
Why? Because they was there in the beginning?
Bronx Inc., who's your favorite Queens artist?
I'm just going to say real quick. I was waiting for you to ask me real quick. I got to throw an L's up. Mr. Cheeks, baby.
Yeah.
I like that.
Personal comrade.
Wait.
Bing.
What up, Cheeks? That's my guy. Wait, hold on. Bing. No disrespect, Cheeks. You know you my nigga. I just saw you recently. He said Run DMC got to go in. They both gonna make the list, but you can't get rid of Run DMC.
I'm not getting rid of Run DMC, but I'm saying I feel like Run DMC is getting in there because they was there in the beginning.
They the Mount Rushmore.
So that mean they gotta be in the top spitters in Queens. They just was.
Alright.
They founding fathers. All right. Get them the fuck out of
here. So they honor
them. They rhymes wasn't that dope.
They get a lifetime achievement. They get a lifetime achievement.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We appreciate it.
So we got who we got? Nas.
I don't wanna ever hear Rev Run verse.
Coogi Rap. Mobb Deep, 50 Cent, LL Cool J.
I don't got 50 in there, though.
You got...
No, I just like them. I like them. I don't got 50
in there. So, could I put Ja Rule in?
I don't got Ja Rule in there either.
You think Ja Rule deserves to be on the list?
I wasn't really a Ja fan.
All right, what about 50?
For sure.
I don't got 50. 50 my favorite rapper.
All right. Onyx.
I'll put...
Onyx had a big impact. Rest in peace to Sean Skills. Well,
that's the same.
What happened to Cormega? What's Cormega
now? Oh, yeah, we put Nature.
I take Mega over Nature.
I like Mega over Nature?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
Nah, I don't think so.
Maybe. Nature was on bigger record. What about, well, I've definitely put my guy Capone, CNN, but I like Capone over Nori. He spits way better than Nori. I put Capone on the list. Well, matter of fact, Tragedy Gaddafi.
You put Flush out.
I take Tragedy.
Flush, yeah, I put Flush my nigga, like personally, but I would put Mike Geronimo over Flush. I would put Mike G, bar for bar. I think Flush is, they both nice, but I would take, if I had one to pick, I would take Mike Geronimo over Flush.
All
right. But Flush had a bigger record than Mike Geronimo. He had a bigger record than Mike Geronimo. What's that?
Top 5 DJs in New York.
Wow, that's a good one. Funky Flex ain't making my list.
Wow, don't hate on Flex, man. Flex been doing it for 30 years consistently. Don't hate on Flex because he's an asshole.
He said top 5, you got to have DJ Clue.
Cool.
DJ all right. Envy. All
right.
Flex.
Flex.
K-Slay.
K-Slay, okay.
And maybe Who Kid.
You valid.
I violated. Who I'm missing?
You missing a lot. You put Run DMC, but you ain't going to put Jam Master J as a top 5 DJ.
What are you talking about? Radio personality or regular DJ?
Red DJ.
Oh, DJ. Oh, so.
Not radio personality.
Oh, DJ Scratch? All right.
There's a whole bunch of those.
Because you violated. That's what I'm saying. You was violated.
Well, you got to have Scratch. DJ Scratch. That's. Who else? Jam Master J.
Premier.
Primo. Right?
Jazzy Jeff.
That's a fact. And who I'm missing? Evil D.
Yeah, for sure.
DJ Evil D. Red Alert. Chuck Chill Out. But see, that list is bad. You can't do top 5 on DJ.
You can do top 5 on DJ. You can. We do it on everything else. We always leave the DJ out.
Well, I say Scratch, Jam Master J, DJ Premier, Evil D. But those really like rapper DJ, tour DJ. Then I put Clue in it.
We put Clark Kent.
Yeah, I mean, he's been absent for a long time, man. I say Clue, but now Clue's a button pusher, man. Even on the radio, he just disappoints me, man.
Nah, I'm not putting Clue in, bro. Clue had the best fucking lineup in 2000.
While we talking about DJs, I'll just throw in there Jen from BK. She spent some time in Hot 97.
Her name is what?
Jen from BK.
Jen from BK?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's what's up. We're going to check for her, too. On the hip-hop room, man. What's the hip-hop room?
Clue had the best lineup in fucking,
though. Yeah, Clue?
Clue had Fab, Button, Stack Bundles, Ransom.
Right. Now, Clue, and his albums was hot.
He had them in a prime.
Yeah.
And did nothing with it. All four of them went somewhere else and popped.
It's a fact.
Clue was a bozo. Clue was the biggest bozo award.
Yo, before we get out of here, this segment on the hip-hop rule, Bronx Inc., I got a question.
Huh?
Who's the hottest rapper in the game to you right now?
Oh,
Take your time.
I have a lot in my head right now, but...
Well, there's one person right now that you could say that's the hottest in the game for you right now. We come back to you. Avon. Mm. Who's up? Meek Mill? He said Meek Mills. There's a lot going on, right? Especially with these young kids. That is, I can't even think of one right now. I know one person on it.
I gotta say SP, Styles P, man.
He got some people out some hell of a projects this year. I ain't gonna lie.
Styles P.
Yeah, that G host, that joint with Dave East. I can't be mad at that. Three projects this year. And they always hot. I can't even mad at that. Styles, what up? I ain't even mad at that. But I'ma say right now, because I got a 10-year-old stepdaughter, I got a little son, and the kids are always at my house. Little baby gets played in my house so fucking much to the point where
he's not bigger than me though.
Huh?
He's not bigger than me.
Well, far as views and sales, he is.
Oh, he's not. Well, you didn't see what me just did
with his new album.
Yeah.
Well,
me for like 400. For what baby I ain't do for it. I listen to little baby.
In my house, all you hear is little baby is 6'9" all day. To the point where I want to smash the TV.
She's 10.
Far as the young kids, I give them that. And for the old ones, we give it to Meek. You know what I'm saying?
What you call Styles?
He made a good comeback. But Styles P, man, that's for the 40-year-olds, man. Salute. SP the Ghost, man. He repping for the OGs, man. That's what's up, man. Word up. Shout out to my dude Bronx Inc. for coming through the hip-hop room. We about to handle some more business, but we about to sign off. My man Avon, Brooklyn in the building. You want to give some shout-outs, my guy?
Oh, man. I got to give you a shout-out for having me, baby.
No doubt. Anytime, man. Kept it 100. He showed up, too, man. That's salute. That's love right there, man. That's respect right there. Anybody else?
I got to say shout-out to the this web series we began together called Decisions.
Decisions?
We got a couple of things in the pot right now, so stay tuned for that.
What's coming to YouTube?
Yeah, all of that. All platforms.
Actually. Yeah, I heard them. Check it out. Yeah. Decisions, the web series,
yes,
man.
Yes, yes.
You want to shout out your hood anywhere, man?
I mean, you know, 149 knows what it is. 149 in Cortland, in the BX.
All right. You BX know? In the building. We all boroughs,
shout
man.
Shout out to East to West Magazine out in Cali. And all my supporters, all my loyal clients.
Where they find you on Instagram and all that, Bronx
Inc.? Bronx Inc., baby.
They do some good tattoos, y'all. Y'all check them out, man. Avon, any shout outs, man?
Fuck the hood.
Brooklyn in the building, man. East New York, what up? Your boy Mickey Bundles, Instagram, Facebook. Google the Hip Hop Room. We on the Anchor app. We on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. We all over, man. Check me on YouTube. We got the last of the Real Web Series out. Episode 3 coming soon. Check out the music. Everything, man. Mickey Bundles, all everything. We signing out on a Saturday night, y'all, in the Hip Hop Room. Salute. What up, what up, what up, what up? We in the hip-hop room with your boy, Mickey Bundles. Got my boy, Avon, in the building. And Just Will behind the scenes. Got my sister, Titi, in the building. It's a lot been going on in the hip-hop room, y'all. We in a new location, Midtown Manhattan. Big up to you. Big up to the peoples making big moves. But it's been a lot going on, man. It's been a lot going on out here in the world of music, entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about a lot of things today, man. We was going to touch on the R. Kelly thing, but we're going to let that ride, man. God bless that brother, everybody involved. But we're going to move on. You know what I'm saying? Avon, man, like, what's been on your mind this week, man? Like, you know, what's something that you want to touch on, man? Because we've been talking about a lot of stuff on the way here, man. Like, what's something you want the world to hear, man?
I don't know. Let's talk about music since we're on hip hop. What you think about Cole's Dreamville compilation joint?
That's what's up. I want to say one thing about J. Cole, and I mentioned this. J. Cole make you know that you can look like a bum and have millions of dollars. You ain't got to be flossy to have all that money, because J. Cole look like he from Flatbush, like he sell pineapples on Church Avenue. Yeah. And that's a fact. Now, I'm looking forward to that, and I heard he doing some work with Griselda, too. Yeah. I saw a couple of pictures circulating on Instagram.
He invited 70 artists.
70 artists?
Yeah, to do a compilation.
Wow.
It's with his Dreamville artists.
And I heard he did a song that he was crying while he was recording it. So that it was real deep and passionate or whatever. Yo, big up. So where you, while we speaking about J. Cole, I'm looking forward to that too. Where you rate J. Cole at as, on the current artist right now? Where you rate him at?
Easy top five.
Easy top five of the current artists? That's...
Who would you have
over? Oh, the new generation we talking new about. New
generation, right? Easy. Top five.
Top five.
Him, Kendrick, Wale.
Wale, Kendrick. You said Wale?
Wale. Let me talk about lyrical.
Yeah, yeah, lyrical.
Him, Kendrick, Wale, Big Sean.
Big Sean.
And it's a toss up. It's a toss up after that. I might throw Meek in there.
Meek? Yeah, you could throw Meek in there. You said Wale. You took me aback. Wale. I'm a fan of Wale. I'm not going to say
project was fire.
Yeah, I'm not. But why come Wale is like going underneath the.
People don't like how he talk.
Oh, okay.
I don't like how he talk.
He come off cocky sometimes, yeah, too.
Yeah. I don't like how he talk, so he ain't going. He ain't gonna get the recognition.
Okay, so J. Cole, we look forward to that. So we so it's a lot been going on in the entertainment world, man. Lil Uzi Vert retiring from hip hop. What's going on with that?
You probably don't want to be in that deal, man.
You want to be in that deal?
Nobody want to be in a deal.
Slave deals, right?
That's a fact.
Slave deals. That's what we say. That's what Dame Dash been trying to tell everybody, man. It's best to be independent, man. But Uzi Vert, was you a fan of his music?
I liked a couple songs. I ain't a fan.
Okay. Like that, I don't really care. You, I can't
I heard front. That shit a million times, so he forced you to like that.
But that was a hit. That was a hit. So he got some hits. I mean, I know he made a shitload of money in his music business. So if he was smart, he'd take his money and move on. You know what I mean? Invest it and do something different. You know what I mean? Big up to Lil Uzi Vert, man. Whatever you doing from now on, you know? Another thing we've been, like, we touching on everything that's been going on in the past week or two. Like, what's been going on with the Dame Dash with this situation with Nick Cannon with this interview he did?
Dame was being a chatty patty.
He was being a chatty patty? A but Nick was answering him a question. Asking him the questions.
You're not supposed to speak on other men. That's what Dame said, right?
And honestly, that's what he always says.
That's Dame line.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So why was he speaking?
Because I guess he was there to answer any and everything.
Shouldn't have said nothing.
So when it comes to Dame Dash, are you pro Dame Dash or anti Dame Dash?
I'm pro Dame. He just was wrong. You could be pro somebody and they still wrong. Dame was wrong.
Do you think he get a bad rap?
Yeah.
He did get a bad rap?
All the way.
And well, why is that?
Because they don't like the way he talk. He's the businessman of Wale.
He the businessman of Wale?
He's the businessman of
Wale. So you think arrogance kind of hurts him?
Arrogance kills him.
Okay, big up to Dame Dash though. But his message though, you think people get lost in the message? Like they don't get his message because it's arrogance?
I mean, if you listening, you gonna catch the message.
That's a fact. That's a super fact. Big up to Dame Dash. So you think when it comes to Jay-Z, I be reading online, a lot of people say he's bitter, he need to get over it. Do he come off as bitter?
Nah, he bitter.
He's bitter?
He definitely bitter. He definitely bitter.
Because I think the industry blackballed him, kicked it.
They blackballed him. Jay's having success when he's having failures. He's better.
He come over.
That still don't take from where he is. He's still a boss.
He tell everybody, boss up, go independent, do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, but
and his method works.
But do you think, and it's a question I'm going to ask you because I asked somebody else before off the record. You think Jay-Z backdoored him with the Rockefeller deal? By being president of Def Jam?
No.
You don't
got
think
his
so?
Money, right?
Yeah, but I think...
Dame said in an interview he was done with the label. He said he builds businesses to sell them.
Right.
That's what he does. So anything that happens after your business, once you sell it, you shouldn't care about. But he built Rockefeller to sell it. And Rockefeller really ain't do nothing after he left.
That's true. But my thing is this. If we started something together and we cashed out, and then a month later I turn around and you back president of it...
You cashed out.
He can't be mad at that?
What you mad about? He got paid, right?
Yeah, but I would feel morally away like they played me.
Why?
Because we sold the company and we decided to move on.
You decided to move on.
They both did because they both sold it.
You decided to sell it to make money. And right. You decided to move on to your independent thing. I didn't want to go there. He went to Dame Dash Music, him and Biggs.
Right. And Jay turned around and went back to Def Jam.
Why would Jay go to Dame Dash Music?
That's a fact. But Jay went back to Def Jam and went back to became president of Def Jam and got Rockefeller back.
All right.
Which he turned into Rock Nation.
Cool. What's wrong with it?
That's not a bad business practice?
No. We sold it. A bad business practice would have been if Dame didn't get his equal shit. Dame got his equal cut.
That's true.
What's the back door of it? Anything else you would have to know what happened personally with them. But from just looking at it plain sight, it was good business there. You got your money. You build businesses to sell them. You built the business. You sold it. And what did Rockefeller really do after Dame left? that he could be mad about.
That's true, but it feel like but it feel like he got kicked out of the fraternity. He can't get back in.
What though? Who was there? Who was there? Beans didn't have another good song. Who was there? Who popped from Rockefeller?
But
everybody that popped.
Kanye went with Jay.
Def Jam.
Yeah.
Rihanna, Def Jam.
But Kanye stayed.
Everybody else was Def Jam.
Kanye went on to record an album with Jay Z. He recorded on to do songs with Jay Z. Kanye's one of the biggest artists in the game at the time.
Def Jam. That's Kanye being a grease ball because Jay didn't even want him.
And I know.
That was Kanye that did the Jay didn't even that had nothing to do with Jay.
That's the truth.
That's straight Kanye.
That's true. So Dame, so he don't come off bitter as me, but I read the comments. So I go on his Instagram, the YouTube. You know, YouTube be dogging him.
He definitely better.
The comments be dogging him. I like his motivational speeches, his hip hop, the thing he do with Kenyatta. I watch that. He give me motivation. I think Dame just get a bad rap, man.
He get a bad rap, but he guess because you can see the bitterness when it come to Hov. If he let that go, everything else he doing is right.
Yeah, and plus now Jay-Z never speak on anything, so it makes Jay-Z look like he's the right one. Like he's, you know, he's a bigger man.
Jay probably did do some bullshit, but the Def Jam shit wasn't the bullshit.
Yeah, it wasn't. I think they got a lot of stories that we never know.
Yeah, something
got to be somewhere in there. I think it's a woman involved. It always a woman involved.
9 times out of 10.
Yeah, there's always a woman involved. But I wish they, you know, make amends. We need like one more Rockefeller album. They all need to come back together.
Hear?
I would like to hear all of them. One album. One last album. All of them. Even Bleak. You good? You good?
I don't want to hear Bleak. I don't want to hear Freeway. I don't hear none of them.
So they probably got back together. They on tour right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. They probably need a check. I'm good.
You don't hear none of them?
I don't want to hear none of them.
No right. PD Crack? None of them. But even if Dipset came back?
First of all, I don't want to hear none of them dudes from Philly. They had prime opportunities to sew the game up. It was a million hot spitters in Philly.
Right.
And they just faded.
What about...
Why Meek ain't signed to a Philly rapper?
That's true.
He was around when they was popping.
What about Cam and them? You want to hit them on a compilation? I'm talking about if they was to get back with Rockefeller for an album.
I don't want
to
hear that.
You know?
No.
All right.
I don't want to hear Cam rap no more.
All right. Speaking of that, on our next segment, when we come back to the next segment, I want to get your opinion on that new Dipset album and that No Reunion. And we got the ex-Dipset members like Hell Real and J.R. Wright, and they came out with an album too called No Reunions.
I ain't even hear that one.
Nah, yeah, they spitting though, but it's a little controversy. It's like it's called the upstage. Like they trying to upstage them.
Yeah.
But we gonna come up to that on the next segment, so we hold that door. But that last Rockefeller album, I think it'll be hot. I think the public will take to it.
What they gonna talk about?
Just rap over beats.
They gonna rap? What are they gonna? What's the substance behind? I don't want to hear 40-year-old Beans telling me about him being in the crack house.
Well, first of all, yeah, that's true.
But he's been in the game since the 90s. But still in the crack house 20 years later.
But Beans can talk about his situation. He got shot, lost a lung. He got stuff to talk about.
You should have never been in them positions to get shot and lose a lung, and you made millions.
That's a fact.
What were you still doing there? I don't want to hear nothing about his bad business.
Let me ask your opinion on
this. We don't need old niggas talking about bad business.
Since we talking about Beans, I always thought Beans was nicer than Jay and A Run. Am I right to think that way? Do you agree?
Nicer?
Yeah, I think he made better.
Like lyrically better?
Lyrically
or better songs?
I like his albums. At the time, he was putting out better material than
you. Could give me 5 Beans songs that's better than 5 Hov songs and Hov's prime run.
Yeah. I'll give you...
Give me 5 Hov songs that's better than...
Feeling in the Air.
Feeling in the Air is better than...
I Can't Go On This Way.
And you telling me that's better than Big Pimpin'?
No.
Just think about what you're saying right now.
I don't know.
Feeling in the Air is better than Big Pimpin'?
Beans was my favorite rapper on Rockefeller.
You could have liked... Yeah, cool. He was your favorite rapper.
He's my favorite rapper.
I like his albums better than Hov albums. That's because he was your favorite rapper. He wasn't better than Hov at the time.
I wouldn't say that, but I think it was closer than people think.
Wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close?
Wasn't close. Hov was going platinum in the platinum era, and Beans ain't never going nowhere further than gold.
That's a fact.
Everyone was going platinum, but Beans still ain't going platinum.
I could play 2 or 3 Beans albums right now, play 2 or 3 Jay. What you think was Jay's best work? All right, let's put up 2 Beans albums, which I say the solution and the reason. And give me 2 Jay-Z albums besides Reasonable Doubt, because that's his best work to me.
I could give you anything from his catalog, man. I could Black Album better than that.
I don't know.
But I could give.
I don't know.
Volume 1. Volume 2.
Volume 2 is a classic. Volume 1
was
Sunshine killed Volume 1. Volume 1
that's
is
the,
hot.
Oh, that's the only song everybody talk about. Sunshine was
that,
a hit.
That killed
it
that
wasn't
album,
a hit, though.
It was, but it was.
It was a hit.
It killed.
It
killed.
Sunshine is what made you like the Annie shit. Nah. What made you like Hard Knock Life.
Volume 1 was saved by Call For Up Along Well for Marcy Sun.
Fire.
And Imaginary Plays.
Fire.
That was it. Volume 2 was a classic.
Why not Hunter Hustle on Volume 1?
Nah, that's the Dynasty album.
Come on, son.
That's more of a compilation. Bean stole that.
Hov was on every song on that album.
But Bean stole that Dynasty album. That was Bean's coming out party.
Song on the album.
That's true. That's
and you missed like not one song.
All right, so I give him that. I was far-fetched with that one.
Yeah, you reaching.
So we be back, y'all, in the hip-hop room. We gonna come back and we gonna talk about that Dipset versus the Upstage album that's going on right now. And how you feel about what's Cam in place in the hip-hop? Like, we used to do, like, what's Dipset place in hip-hop? Like, their overall legacy. We be back, y'all, in the hip-hop room.